This section of scripture is a wonderful one, which is basically broken in two halves. It speaks of a great certainty, but it also speaks in realistic terms of hard times. With so much uncertainty, as Christians we need to be reminded of what is certain. In verses 3 to 5 speaks of this great certainty. What is certain? Our Christian hope. That one day those who follow Jesus will be given an inheritance in heaven. An inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade. That is kept in heaven for us. Why is this Christian hope, this hope of heaven, so certain? Because it is based on what our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. If you notice there in the verses, that this hope is given to us. It's not what we've achieved, but it's what he has achieved. In verse 3, the Lord Jesus Christ is praised because he has won for us this inheritance that can never disappear. And he has won it for us through his resurrection from the dead. When on the cross he died and took our punishments, in the resurrection he conquered death and won for us. Won for us, that is those who believe in him, he won for us an inheritance, a future, an eternal future with Christ, a certain hope. And as Christians, we have this certainty. Our future is secure. And as Christians at this time, we need to be comforted and reminded of this certainty. For others, for many people in our city, they are confused. For there is no certainty. You may be feeling like this at this time, that you're fearful of the future and what can we be certain in? When everything on earth that we have trusted has now just given way. Well, it's at this time we need to hear God's wonderful and kind offer in the Lord Jesus. When Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." This offer of rest, of hope, of a certain future is for all who turn to him. In this time of uncertainty, we need to be reminded of what is secure. Our hope is secure. Yet this passage is also very helpful for us because it speaks in very realistic terms of hard times in verses 6 to 9. See, as Christians, our future is secure, but it talks about we will face trials. We will face hardship. And I want to say here, as we open up the scriptures, we see that the Bible is so realistic. The Bible isn't about false promises or false hope, but it is very realistic and it speaks the truth. It talks about these struggles and trials. It says, "Now for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief of all kinds of trials." Did you notice that little phrase? It's a comforting phrase. It says, "Now for a little while." They are comforting words because it teaches us that trials and hardship, suffering is only temporary when our hope in heaven is secure. It also teaches us about how to understand tough times. during tough times, it's very natural to ask the question, where is God? And as you've no doubt been reading the papers and the like, there's been lots of different answers. Where is God? He is absent. Or where is God? He is powerless. But in 1 Peter here, it speaks about suffering, it speaks about trials, and it teaches us that God knows about our sufferings and trials, and that through them, our faith is being shaped and refined. He knows what is happening. And as we know, it's actually as you suffer and as you're at your wit's end and as the things that you have trusted in crumble, that you start to cry out to him and you learn what it means to trust in God and to hold on afresh to his promises. And friends, now is the time to trust, to hold on to God's promises. Just thinking last night as those images over the last day and a bit have come on our screens, as we've seen how bad Christchurch has been hit, and now on the news we see Japan. What should we be praying for the Christians in Japan at this time? We should be praying that they trust and hold on to God's promises, that they'll persevere through hardship, that they'll be a light to the communities around them and hold on to the truth of the gospel. These are the things that we should be praying for those Christians in Japan. And friends, many people around the world, Christians around the world, are praying for us at this time. As Christchurch suffers, they are praying that Christians will hold on to God's promises, that we'll hold on to the certainty that is ours in heaven, that our faith will be refined, that we'll be living out the Christian life in this hard time. I know it's hard to concentrate. It's hard to come into church, and we've been so disorientated the last 3 weeks. And no doubt many of you are sitting here wanting to listen to God's word, but it's hard. 3 points I want to leave with you. From 1 Peter and God's word, we're reminded that there is certainty in hard times. Although around us now there's so much uncertainty, if we trust in Jesus through his death and resurrection, he's given us an inheritance that is secure. Friends, that is our hope, which we hold on to. Secondly, it gives us perspective, this passage. It teaches us that our suffering is only for a short time. Our suffering here on earth is for a little while as we wait for that great day when we'll be in glory. And thirdly, it helps us to understand these tough times. When we hear and get so frustrated when people say God is not there, he is weak or powerless, this passage comforts us and reminds us that God is in control through trials and hardship. He is right now refining our faith. Let me pray for us as a church family and a Christian community. Our Father in heaven, we want to give you great thanks that in this time with so much uncertainty about the short and medium term future, that our eternal future is secure through the work of Jesus on the death, his work on the cross for us. Father, thank you so much that our inheritance in heaven is secure, and that because of that we can have perspective. Father, thank you so much that you comfort us that our trials are only for a temporary time. And Father, thank you that you teach us that you're in control of all things, that you use these trials to refine our faith. And Father, we want to pray for each other and pray for the Christians across our city. And we also pray for the Christians across Japan at this time, that they'll be trusting in you. Father, help us to trust in your promises. Help us to rely and depend upon you. Help us to put our hope in you. For your promises are sure, and your word is the truth. And Father, thank you so much for that comfort that this truth brings. Amen.